No matter what age you are, God has a plan for your life and an assignment only you can fulfill. Being healthy and whole is part of that plan. Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, join Gloria Copeland as she concludes this week's teaching, Healing is Always God's Will for You.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland. We're talking about the Word of God and our healing and our deliverance and God's will. It's good. He wants to bless us. He wants us to be in a position to receive the blessing and not the curse. So yesterday we read in Psalm 103, and we'll just start there again today and go from there. Psalm 103 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name." We should always be saying good things about the Lord. The Lord is good. He's good all the time. If things aren't working in our lives, we don't look up to heaven and say, "Lord, You have made a mistake." No, we know where the mistake was made. We've missed Him somewhere. And there's just multitudes of things that people don't know, that we don't know about God and His Word. What do? We have to get in there and we have to find out how to flow with Him. What does God say in His Word? It's supernatural. It came by the Spirit of God. Men on the earth were moved by the Spirit of God to write the Word down. And that's how we learn about God, and that's how we learn to flow with Him. That's how we learn to receive forgiveness and cleansing and strength and healing. This says in Psalm 103, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name." Always speak good about God. I'm telling you, if you're having trouble today, you might have just had the thought, "Well, He sure hadn't done much for me." Well, if He hasn't done much for you, and He's probably done more than you know about, then you not put yourself in a position to receive. Put yourself in a position to receive. Well, how to do that? Well, say, "Jesus, I receive You as my Lord and Savior." And get born again. And then ask the Lord for the Holy Spirit. "Fill me with Your Holy Spirit." And He'll do it. You'll get born again. You'll get filled with the Spirit. The Spirit of God is the teacher of the church, and He'll come in. And if you'll get your Bible and begin to read, He'll reveal things to you. Find yourself a good church and where the pastor preaches the Word of God, and you'll grow up and things will begin to turn around. So God's not the problem. We're always the problem, not Him. Psalm 103 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, forget not all His benefits." Well, if you don't know what His benefits are, you're not in a position to forget them. So obviously, you've got to get in the Word, get in a good church, listen to the broadcast every day, find out what the benefits are and receive it. And when you hear the Word on it, say, "I take that. I take that benefit. God meets all my needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus." That's Scripture. When you hear that, you say, "I take that. I take that benefit." That's faith. It says, "Forget not all His benefits, who forgives all thine iniquities." Yeah, but I murdered somebody. Well, God forgives murder. Yeah, but I stole from somebody. God forgives stealing. God forgives iniquities. If it's iniquity, Jesus bore our sins. He bore our iniquities. He bore all the bad for us. And all we do is receive Jesus Christ as the Lord of our lives. And what happens, according to the Scripture, we get born over again. You say, "Well, I thought that was just a churchy thing to say." No, it's not just a churchy thing to say. I've been there. I've been born over again. I've been made a new creature in Christ Jesus. And you can be and should be too. Just right now say, "Jesus, I receive You as my Lord and Savior." Say what I said to Him. If you want to, say, "Take my life and do something with it." Glory to God. And you'll be born over again. Then what do you do? Well, you get into the Word. You find a good church with a pastor that teaches you the Word of God. You're not looking for something that's just a pretty story. You're looking for words that change your life. Hallelujah. And you grow up. "Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases." The Lord forgives all your iniquities. The Lord forgives, heals all your diseases. Everything. even impossible things to be healed of? Yes, impossible things. All things. If it's a disease, the Lord will heal it. Who satisfies my mouth with good, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Ah, you may say, well, you may have been thinking, well, I'm just too old for that. I'm just too old for that. Well, you're not too old for this. The Lord will renew your youth like the eagles. I believe for that. Do you know that I'm not sick? I'm not on prescription drugs? I don't need any prescriptions? I wake up in the morning feeling good and I go to bed at night feeling good. Why? I'm taking the Word of God, hallelujah, and that's what you do. I believe, and I know, I can read. The Bible says He bore, talking about Jesus, He bore our sicknesses and carried our diseases, and by His stripes we were healed. Jesus not only took sin on the cross, He bore our sins, but He also bore our diseases. And He also bore, the Scripture says, He also bore the chastisement of our peace. Where do you have peace? In your mind. You ought not be in turmoil and strife and unforgiveness. You ought to get born again. If you're already born again, but you're still in that condition, you ought to repent and say, I take and I receive the peace of God. Jesus bore turmoil, strife, curse for you, so that you could be at peace. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Then, get in a good church. If you're not already in a church that teaches you the Word of God, how to live, how to walk victorious in this life, then find a church that does. There's plenty of them out there these days that'll teach you how to walk by faith, how to live in prosperity, how to live in health. Get in a church that teaches you what God says about you. Who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. God crowns us, hallelujah, with loving kindness and tender mercies. God is good all the time, and He's good to you and me. Who satisfies thy mouth with good, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. God not only wants us to live long, He wants us to be strong. He wants our youth renewed like the eagles. Hallelujah. I believe for that. You say, yeah, but you're a fanatic. I certainly am, and I like it. Don't bother me. I believe the Word of God. If that's being a fanatic, you are right about it. I am one. The Lord executes righteousness and judgment for all those that are oppressed. Somebody did me wrong. You know, sometimes people get done wrong. That's not unusual. And then sometimes they let that wrong deed eat on them until it ruins their health and ruins their life. If somebody did you wrong, here's the thing to do to get over it. Forgive them. Be like Jesus. He said, Lord, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. And they didn't. Those that crucified Jesus, they didn't understand what they were doing. They probably knew it wasn't right, but they didn't. They didn't know the depths of it. So you forgive if you have, Bible says, forgive if you have aught against any. Now that's everybody, isn't it? If you have anything against anybody, you forgive. You be like the Lord and you forgive. He made known His ways. The Lord made known His ways to Moses and His acts to the children of men. Now listen to this verse. The Lord is merciful. He is full of mercy. This is Psalm 103:8. The Lord is merciful and gracious. You know what that means? That means the Lord is disposed to show favors. He's disposed to show grace. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. Yeah, but you say, you don't know what He did. What I did. You don't know what I did. I mean, I did really wrong. I did bad. You didn't do anything that God hasn't seen before. Now, you turn to Him if you're in that condition and you repent. Ask Him to forgive you. You make Jesus the Lord of your life and all your sin is washed away. And if you already had done that, but you did wrong, you repent and say, Lord, forgive me for that. And the Scripture teaches us that if we repent, we receive forgiveness. Glory to God. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger. Listen, God's seen it all, and He's still merciful and gracious and slow to anger. And He's plenteous in mercy. He doesn't just have a little bit, but He is plenteous in mercy. The mercy of the Lord is from, in verse 17 says, is from everlasting to everlasting and upon them that fear Him. Well, now that doesn't mean the mercy of God is upon those that are afraid of Him. No, that's reverence. Fear of God. You walk in the fear of God, you walk in the reverence of God. If you walk in the reverence of God, you do what God says is right and you turn down what God says is wrong. That's the fear of God, is the awesome reverence of God, so that you want to be right before Him. You want to do what you're told in Jesus' name. Mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear Him, those that honor Him, and His righteousness unto children's children. You know, that's a good scripture, children's children, that's your grandchildren. God will have mercy on your grandchildren. You may be a believer, but you're not sure your grandchildren are being raised right. Well, here's your good scripture. Here's your grandchildren scripture. The mercy of the Lord. Just start asking for mercy. Believe in God to help your grandchildren and your children. From the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting. It never quits. Upon them that fear Him, and His righteousness unto children or to your grandchildren. To such as keep His covenant, and to those that remember His commandments to do them. So the Lord expects us to find out what He says about things and agree with it. Do it, agree with it, say that's mine. If the Lord says this is wrong, I'm putting it down. If the Lord says this is right, I'm taking it on. Now I'm telling you, that's where a blessed life comes from. The more you obey God, the more you walk with Him, the more you find out what's in His Word and you agree with that and you refuse to believe or receive anything other than what's in the Word of God, the freer you'll be and the more blessed you'll be. Now, what does the Bible say? You shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. It doesn't say set you free. It says the truth will make you free. Hallelujah. That's why we're Word people. That's why we're so carried away with the Word of God. We've been there. We've walked in it for over 40 years. We know that the Word has made us free and that the Word keeps us free. We know that multiplied thousands and thousands of people around the world have heard the Word of God and been born over again. And now their life is worth living and change has come. Hallelujah. It's yours. It's yours. Get in the Word. Find out what God says. Agree with it. Hallelujah. It's a good life. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear Him, and His righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep His covenant, to such as obey Him. You know, if you're not obeying God, you're not honoring God. Now, you may not know what He said in the Word. You may be brand new starting. But you make Jesus the Lord of your life. You get into the Word. You get into a good church that teaches you what the Bible says. And you start obeying that. And your life in the earth will change. It'll be good. It'll be blessed. You can prosper financially. Why? How can I say that? Because the Word teaches prosperity. I mean, the blessing, the Bible says that when we can come out from under the curse, which is the penalty for the broken law, the curse, and we can come into the blessing. Now, that's in Deuteronomy 28, and it talks to you about the blessing, and it talks to you about the curse. Under the blessing is everything good. Under the curse is everything bad. The Bible says this in Galatians 3, that Jesus has redeemed us from the curse, that the blessing might come upon the heathen or the Gentiles. Well, I was a heathen. I was a Gentile. You may be a heathen or a Gentile. But the blessing comes upon the Jews, the Gentiles, the heathen. That's everybody. Everybody that will receive Jesus as Lord and Savior, the blessing will begin to work. Hallelujah. I get excited. I've been there. I've been walking in it a long time. I remember when we couldn't pay our bills. I remember when I had to pray in tongues in the grocery store, hoping I could get out of there and have enough money to buy groceries. That's been a long time. I still pray in tongues, but not over groceries. Glory to God. God wants to bless you. He paid an awesome price for you to be born again and for you to become free from the curse of the broken law. If you want to look at the curse, look at it in Deuteronomy 28. Everything bad's under the curse. Then look at the blessing in Deuteronomy 28. Everything good's under the blessing. You can come out from the curse, be born again into the blessing, and walk by faith in the Word of God. Hallelujah. All you've got to do is start in. And you know, there's churches in this country and in many other countries, there's churches that teach you how to do that. But if you were in a country, in a place where you had no idea where to go hear the good news of the gospel, you can come across a Bible. You can get you a Bible and begin to find out what God actually says in the Word belongs to you. Make Jesus the Lord of your life. Then get in the Word and find out what belongs to you. I mean, I started learning to be blessed before I had a teacher, you know, a physical person to teach me the Word. Ken and I were broke. You've heard me tell this story before. It's a true story. And it has a good ending, but not a good start. And he was out looking for a job, and we hadn't been married very long. And we had nothing. We had rented a house because we were going to get rich quick in this new business, you know. Well, that took about 2 weeks, and it was kaput. And we didn't have money. We didn't have furniture. I didn't have a stove. I didn't have a refrigerator. I had a homemade table that Ken made in shop in high school. And on that table, it was a Bible his mother had given him, and it was a New English translation of the Bible, which I had never seen before. You know, I honored the Bible. I just didn't know what it said. And so because we had a black and white television, and in those days that wasn't unusual, but what was unusual was the picture on it was about this high. And it went all the way across the screen. And I'll tell you when it was in the history of the United States. The Beverly Hillbillies were just starting. So I watched the Beverly Hillbillies about an inch and a half tall across that TV. And on that same table was a New English translation of the Bible that Ken's mother had given him for his birthday. And it said at the beginning of it, now I'd never really been taught the Bible. I'd been taught, you know, I was raised in church where there's a lot of rules, but you don't know how to keep them. So it said at the beginning, here she'd written an inscription. Ken was an only child. It said, Ken Precious, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these other things will be added to you. Well, I needed a lot of things, and you know, that's where I was. I didn't know anything. I just thought, man, this is pretty good. Let me find it out. So I looked up the scriptures, and I began to read that Bible, and I got into the book of Matthew, and I found out that the book says that God cares about me, that He meets my needs, that He wants to see to me and take care of me. Glory to God. Just because there was an inscription that said, Ken Precious, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, or His way of doing and being right, it only said his righteousness to me at that time. His righteousness and all these other things will be added unto you. I was sleeping on a rented rollaway bed that we paid $7 a month to sleep on. It went like this. We had that table that Ken made in high school shop, and we had a black and white TV with a picture this high on it. I needed things. I had a pasteboard box, a cardboard box on the back porch for a refrigerator. And when I saw that, seek ye first the kingdom of God and these other things will be added to you, I got busy. And I started reading that Bible. And I didn't get any further than Matthew. Then I saw what I needed to do. I needed to give my life to the Lord. And I started praying. I prayed. I'd probably been praying, but now I know a little bit of something. And so I was praying and I was believing God for Ken to find a job. He was looking for a job. And I was at home on the rollaway bed. Glory to God. And you know, with it, I don't think it was over a week. And he found a job flying, which was what he wanted to do with his life. And we began to grow and improve. And of course, the Lord got us the Word, and we learned and we grew. And it was a while before we learned how to walk by faith. But thank God we kept going. We learned how to walk by faith. Now, God loves you right where you are. And you may be in a serious situation. You might be in prison. You might be destitute. You might be in a home for people that are destitute. Give your heart to the Lord right now and just say, Jesus, I make you the Lord of my life. Here's what I said that day. I said, take my life and do something with it. He'll do it. Just give it to Him. He knows how to bring you out. He knows how to bless you. He knows how to heal your body. You might need healing today. Just say, Lord, heal my body. I believe I receive it. That's what faith does. It takes the answer. I take my healing. Glory to God. And we want to, if you did that today, we want to give you some free things. And if you don't know, you know, you just want to know more about what's happened to you, if you've already been born again, write us. We'll send you some material. You can grow up and become strong. Glory to God. Don't go away, and I'll be right back.
You're down here. This is Honorata from Virginia and her son Charlie.
Handsome Charlie.
And you laid hands on him last year. He had been diagnosed with hydrocephalus, which is fluid on the brain.
Last year when I came for healing school, he wasn't developing correctly. He was crawling on his stomach. And I came and you laid hands on him. And within 2 weeks, he started crawling properly. Aww. Within 2 months, he didn't have any more physical therapy. He's been developing perfectly normal.
Right.
Walking and talking and running.
To God be the glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Look at him.
Thank you, Lord.
He's so handsome. He's got his little boots on.
And he is sound asleep. That's a great testimony. We're so happy for him that he's healed.
My name is Honorata Sulila Black. I am from Mozambique. And it was really important for me to be in healing school today because I needed to testify about what the Lord had done last year's healing school for my son. So I just blessed the Lord for this ministry because it was an encouragement for me during a very dark time for me. I remember the last doctor's appointment that I went to, he couldn't understand why on the CAT scan it looks like this child should not be moving, should not be talking, should not be walking. But then he's looking at him and he's doing all those things that he doesn't expect him to be doing. This was a neurosurgeon, one of the best in Washington, D.C. And he said, I call it, it's a clinical conundrum. I have no idea how to diagnose it. I don't know how to explain it. If I look at the picture, it says the baby has hydrocephalus. But if I look at the baby, this baby does not have hydrocephalus. I say it's the Lord. I say that Jesus healed him. when I took the word, just like Sister Gloria always says, I took it and I held on to it. And I said, I'm not going to let it go, and I'm not going to let the enemy take my baby. And I held on to that word, and I kept feeding on the healing scriptures just as she instructed. And the Lord healed him just as the word said he would.
Her son had swelling and fluid retention around his brain. That's serious. Jesus healed her son. And he's now walking and talking like the other children. Why is that? Because God is good. Jesus is Lord over every sickness and every disease. That includes your finances. Now, if you've got something wrong in your body right now, I'm going to speak the word over you and I'll command you to be healed. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, be healed from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Receive your healing in the name of Jesus. Now, what do? You take it. Say, I'm healed in the name of Jesus. Jesus himself bore your sicknesses and carried your diseases. And by his stripes, you were healed. Now you get up and you do what you couldn't do before in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Today is offering day. Glory to God. If you want to prosper, learn to participate in tithes and offerings. Here's a great scripture, one of my favorite, about the blessing that comes. And this is 2 Corinthians 9:6. Remember this, he who sows sparingly and grudgingly will also reap sparingly and grudgingly. So thank God for that. That means it's up to us what we do. And he who sows generously, that blessings may come to someone, will also reap generously and with blessings. So how we give is how it comes back to us. Verse 8 says, this is the Amplified, 2 Corinthians 8. This is so important. This one meant so much to me when we were learning to come out of poverty. And God is able, oh good, he's able, he can do it, to make all grace, every favor and earthly blessing come to you in abundance. This is the Amplified Bible. So that you, may always and under all circumstance and whatever the need be self-sufficient, for furnished in abundance for every good work and charitable donation. You want to be furnished in abundance? Begin where you are. Sow what he tells you to do. Do for others what he tells you to do. Glory to God. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. We'll continue our study on healing next week. This is Gloria Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For a copy of today's broadcast on DVD or CD, our product offer, or for more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries, visit our website at kcm.org.